Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, February 19th, 2009. All of the geek with none of those stupid minds. Welcome to Weekend Eve, and welcome to potentially the penultimate show before we can break in and get belt buckle out of the country enemy lines. Could it possibly be? Have we come this far? I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll hope for the best, but expect the worst, and that's pretty much how I got through life. It was on this date, February 19th, in 1859, that Dan Sickles was acquitted of murdering his wife's lover on grounds of temporary insanity. His case was the first this defense was used successfully in the United States. This date in 1878, Thomas Edison patented the phonograph, called it the talking machine. This date in 1881, Kansas became the first state to prohibit all alcoholic beverages. That explains a lot. This date in 1960, the Family Circus comic strip debuted. So there we had all that wonderful stuff. And you're like, well, thank you, Mr. Masked Man host guy. And who are you exactly? Well, I was trying to keep it low-key. My name is Billy Flynn.
Can I show off?
Just a bit.
And so that's why I was trying to keep it low-key. Happy birthday is going out to Benicio del Toro. He's 42 years old today. Of course, he was Dr. Gonzo in Fear and Loathing. He was in The Usual Suspects. And he's going to be the Wolfman. So there you go. Justine Bateman is 43 years old. Justine Bateman is a year older than Benicio del Toro. She was Mallory Keaton on Family Guys, and she was topless in some movie in a steam room, and I don't remember the name of the movie, but that's a great clip. That's a fantastic clip. Bill Kirkenbauer is 56 years old, best known as being Coach Lubbock on Growing Pains, and they spin off Just the Ten of Us. And David Margulies is 72 years old. He's Neil Meek on The Sopranos, but you know him best as Mayor Lenny from Ghostbusters and from Ghostbusters 2. Let's see what's on the tube tonight. CBS, an all-new Survivor, Tocantins. You know, I just don't care about Survivor anymore. I'm sorry. I can't say their names, and it's throwing me off. CSI's on, also 11th Hour, in which a helicopter pilot goes blind while in a helicopter, I'm imagining. You know, that's the one that wants to be Fringe. ABC, all-new Ugly Betty, Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, this time without a crazy crossover. NBC has an all-new Earl, an all-new Kath and Kim, in which Kath learns she's married, a rerun of The Office, a rerun of 30 Rock, and ER is doing something. Oh, don't take away my new offices. Bring them back. Fox has Bones, in which a sci-fi enthusiast is murdered in a new Hell's Kitchen. Everyone's trying to tantalize the geeks. Come to us, geeks. Please come to us. CW with reruns of Smallville and reruns of Supernatural. Let's see, AMC showing The Godfather 2. Tried to get out and they just kept... Okay. Animal Planet, Animal Armageddon, Volcanic Apocalypse. So, a volcano shoots up and rains down animals, killer animals on us. Michael Bay, Uwe Boll, that would be brilliant. Bravo, a new Millionaire Matchmaker. Disney Channel is showing Holes. Discovery Channel, How Stuff Works. Lead. E! Entertainment Television showing that movie Rockstar with Marky Mark. Family Channel's got Happy Gilmore two times. Food Channel, Challenge America's Best. A pastry chef competes for a $50,000 first prize and the chance to compete for the United States in the World Pastry Championships. USA! USA! Didn't even know we had to have a pastry pride. FX with Coach Carter, which is big for the Richmond area. Spike TV, Toughest Cowboy, Tournament 3 is in Ohio, a new burn notice on USA. Turner Classic Movies showing Pygmalion, followed by My Fair Lady. One's a musical, one is not a musical. Do you love both? You should, it's the same story. Oh, dun-dun-dun. History Channel tonight on Gangland, it's Divide and Conquer. I don't know if that's the name of the gangs, or if they're just showing how they use their tactics, because that'd be awesome. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, it's the Sci-Fi Channel because scientists investigate the destruction of a manned flight to study the atmosphere. Tonight, Mark Dacascos and Academy Award winner Louis Gossett Jr. star in Solar Attack.
Let's check the inbox.
Piece of mail coming in today. Dear GRD, does Joss ever learn? He said after the Firefly debacle, he was done with Fox. Now with Dollhouse, he goes back to them and is having such a bad time. He says he's quitting TV. Does anyone think he means it this time? Joss is sounding like the girl who thinks she can change the jerk she is with. That comes to us from Kathy. And Kathy, you make a hell of a good point there. Dude, Fool you once, shame on them. Fool you twice, should be able to fool you a second time. Done fooled you once. It's a good point. It's kind of like the, it's exactly like that. That girl in high school who kept going out with that jerk who kept treating her bad. He's like, oh, no, but you don't understand him like I do when we're together. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Good point, Kathy. Come on, Joss. Wake up and learn it, my brother. Today's Thursday meeting. We'll take a look at patio books. Of course, we're going to be checking your geek news. If you'd like to drop us some line, you always can. Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, dare I say Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. You can make that happen. Be right back with a look at everything going on today, this Thursday, February 18th, edition of Geek Radio Daily.
You've chased the bard and been caught in the weaver's web. You've heard her voice whispering from the edge of Moravi and echoing through the levels of Metamore City. But if you think you know Philippa Ballantyne, think again.
From the front lines of World War II
to the farthest reaches of space,
the author of Digital Magic brings you the most basic force in the universe.
Sex. Made to order.
Every month, you pick the ingredients.
And the Kiwi Temptress mixes up your order and then spices it hot.
And I mean hot.
This podcast is so hot, iTunes banned it after one episode.
Philippa Ballantyne presents Erotica a la carte.
Subscribe today at www.eroticaalacarte.com and start listening
tonight.
Geek Radio Daily for turns out no, it's Thursday, February 19th, 2009. All the geek, and it won't cost you one thin dime. Morning, Billy Flynn, sitting here a bit tired. Worked, another shift at the day job last night doing something we're supposed to have people for. But that's just how that works, my friends, because we keep it rolling just for you.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Would you like some audio fiction, some outstanding audio fiction? How about free audio fiction? Well, audiobooks.com's got it for you. What's new this week? I'll tell you. Brian Holtz coming back to the site with Nephilim Push. In the beginning, a dark hatred ruled the heavens. It was rage that bred floods, giants, and hell itself. It's a power that lingers between us all, watching and waiting. Three distinct timelines document the origins of good and evil, a sadistic cult leader and a man who unwittingly finds himself in the middle of a war for all existence. As the stories converge, discovery gives way to tribulation. Truth unfolds in unspeakable horror. Travel out of body on a nightmare of astral proportions. Welcome to the Nephilim Push. Oh, snap. John Allen brings us today his special book, Chet and Harry, two recently unemployed construction workers on their way to a weekend of beer, southern comfort, and frog gigging as their musty, rusted 1970s RV parked at their favorite hunting camp when they stumble on Bob, the mysterious, busty, burka-clad, non-English-speaking beauty just standing in the middle of nowhere on the side of dusty 9-mile cutoff in rural Bovenia. John Allen's serving up today. What do you want? Of course, you want yourself a big old bowl of some fried green zombies. What? What? Why is the pond missing? Why did the dodge of death spring from the muddy crater left in its center? Who is Bob, and why is she so good with shotguns? Why are they being chased by two real skinny, pale, bald, goatee-clad weirdos? Why is the dirty country sheriff hiding? And will Chet and Harry ever make it out alive? Find out today with Fried Green Zombies by John Allen. Of course, Brian Holtz also has Nephilim Push. Join the Patio Books bandwagon. It's easy, it's free, and it's carved out of a big old slab of awesomeness. As soon as you finish listening to today's edition of Geek Radio Daily, take your attention and your happy little fingers over there to patiobooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. An early, long unpublished work by J.R.R. Tolkien is coming out. The Legend of Sigurd and Gudrun? Wow. Sounds like, you know, those fake names you would always make. Okay. It's a thorough reworking in verse of Old Norse epics that predates Tolkien's writing of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. It's going to be published in May, so that's always good. We're always looking for new books, especially something that's not been helped out by Christopher. So Zack Snyder is already apologizing for Watchmen. He's like, look, okay, I know, all right? I know. That's why I wait for the DVD. The theatrical release of Watchmen is 2 hours and 36 minutes. There's going to be a director's cut on DVD that's going to be 3 hours and 10 minutes, and another cut with footage from Tales of the Black Freighter that will clock in at 3 hours and 25 minutes. Zack Snyder said these are all coming to DVD. They've all been planned, and they will all be ready by the next Comic-Con. So allegedly, what Zack Snyder is saying to us is that we'll get the DVD, the theatrical cut, the director's cut, and this ultimate cut all at the same time. We won't have to wait a year for each one afterwards. Well, sir, if you can actually do that, my hat is off to you. So Sylvester Stallone's movie The Expendables looked like they had lined up the most fantastic 80s moment ever, where Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to be doing a scene for the movie. Well, it looks like once everyone found that out, with California having the budget crisis it does, everyone's a little upset. And the producer says that, maybe we don't need to have the Governator in the movie. At least not right now. We're not going to shoot it. Arnold's people and Sylvester Stallone say that the Governor only has one thing on his mind right now, and that's the budget crisis. So things could change once Arnold solves California's woes. A couple things that are on there, they've got a huge budget shortfall. They were talking about decriminalizing and taxation. Hey, you know what? It just might pay for stuff. So at a recent anime supercon in Florida, Billy West, the voice of Fry Farnsworth, Zoidberg, Brannigan, so many more people on Futurama said that Fox is angling to return the show to the network. The DVD sales, the ratings it's been getting on Comedy Central, it looks like it. They got a clip here of Billy West talking about it. Now look, I'm not Joss Whedon. Don't you toy with me, Fox, okay? Don't you effing toy with me, because the next time you hit me, Fox, the next time you hit me, I'm going to hit back. That's all I'm saying. Marvel superhero cartoons. Yeah, there's been a bunch of them out there, but now finally, Marvel Superhero Squad. New cartoon based at kids, picked up by Cartoon Networks. The Squad cartoon based on the toy line, which has the big, you know, round shoulders, goofy, almost bobblehead looking thing. They've got a 26 episode series to debut at the end of the year, and it's going to be, wow, kid friendly in nature. Giant headed animals and superheroes. This could possibly delay the Avengers Earth's Mighty Heroes cartoon, or just have that thing deleted altogether. Altogether. Make that Sir Terence Pratchett. Arthur Terry Pratchett has been knighted by the Queen at Buckingham Palace for services to literature. Sir Terry, who was named in the New Year honors list, is best known, of course, for Discworld. And we got us some Discworld stuff that is coming out. Special 10 and all that fun stuff. Sir Terry spoke of his delight at receiving the knighthood from Her Majesty, and of course in the show there's a link to the video clip of that. That's just pretty cool. Hey, here's a quick peek at tomorrow's TV pages. MTV is going to have a special look at Watchmen, Star Trek, and Transformers all this Saturday. Oh, we'll make that 2 days. This Saturday on MTV. And who gets to host all these this nice little thing? Will Wheaton. Again, they're always trying to bring in the geeks. We love you, Will Wheaton. We love you, man. Geek Radio Daily. Please come subscribe to us through iTunes and write yourself a review while you're there. It would help us out so much. Stop by the site for the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, check out GRD's Weekly Geek on the Cheap just released, and you got that one going for you. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Non-Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Check out the store at Cafe Press and send us an email at podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce, or Flynnstress at geekradiodaily.com.
We got a city blowing up, and you guys are not giving me any
answers. We're talking the bridges, the roads, the ash. Yeah, what do we got?
The Ghostbusters are here, Mr. Mayor.
The Ghostbusters. Okay, the Ghostbusters. Hey, where's this Peck?
I am Walter Peck, sir, and I'm prepared to make a full report. These men are consummate snowball artists. They use sense and nerve gases to induce hallucinations. People think they're seeing ghosts. And they call these bozos who conveniently show up to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.